Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Fatboy, you've talked to these folks. Is there one particular one? Or
yeah,
you just thrown them on hold and said, let's just see what happens?
You know what? Danielle's got an odd situation, I guess you could say.
Danielle. Yeah, now watch, this is going to be like Daniel E. And Fatboy's calling this guy Danielle. Good morning, who's this?
Hi, this is Danielle. Thanks for letting me call.
Well, you're right. Hey, well, you're very welcome. You're very, you know, we've had a patch of real courteous callers and P1s when they call in. So thank you for that, Danielle.
No problem.
Yeah. So what's the, Fatboy knows, what's this interesting situation that you have here?
So, yeah, I've been seeing a guy and I really like him and we're hanging out. Things are going great. And then out of nowhere, he just dumps me.
Just like that, just out of the blue?
Yeah. I asked him what happened, and after a week, he got back to me, and he's like, you know, I asked what changed, and you're not going to believe what he said.
Oh, God. Don't say his genitals.
Wow.
It's happening these days, guys.
I hear.
Okay, what did he say? I'm sorry, Danielle.
He dumped me because of my teeth.
Your teeth?
Huh. Yeah. He said he couldn't get past my teeth, and I was like, are you serious right now?
I mean, how would he even notice? You got like,
well, you're dating somebody. You're going to kiss them. You're going to look into their mouth, maybe.
Makes sense.
You know, run a finger in there.
You got bad ones?
You like sucking fingers?
No.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Go ahead. Daniel.
No, I mean, like, you know, they're not perfect, but they're not like falling out of my head or rotting or anything.
So what, like, yeah, like, do you have, okay, now you brought this up, and Daniel, we can't see you. If you want to email us a photo, theriseguys@AOL.com, we will
please.
Just, because you're probably wanting some honest feedback here, I would imagine. Gosh, if you called for the All Advice Show yesterday, this would have got totally bypassed because of all the mom prom drama and all that. Are you teethy, what they call teethy, where it looks like you have like too many teeth, or like what's exactly going on with them? You got fangs or what?
I got it like a crowded bottom row, and my front teeth are like a little bigger than normal, but you know, it's noticeable, but I've never been dumped because of them. And you know, here's the thing, I have a great body, I work out, I eat right. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but
I'm
kind of well built.
I don't think it's you.
I'm not making this sexual or anything like that, but like, are you, when people say you have a great body and you work out and you're fit, are you like muscular? Or are you like ripped? Like, could you go and do a thing like, are you stacked, you know? Like, yeah.
You know, like how stacked?
I'd say stacked.
Are your boobs bigger than your muscles? Up asking.
I'm a 34 double D.
Oh,
there you go, girl.
Damn.
This man threw the whole thing. running away over some teeth. Like, I don't get it. Like, am I crazy for thinking that's ridiculous?
Man, oh.
I don't think you're crazy, but and I also don't want to put it out there that looks are everything, but I'm not going to act like they're not at all, because those people are, you're absolutely lying. Like, you can say it all, people can say it all day. They can say, but his heart.
Yeah.
Now, I like the thought of that. I think that's really nice. That's like when we get to heaven or whatever, like, there won't be these earthly bodies, so we'll all be kind of the same in energy or whatever that means. Uh-oh.
We'll be heavenly bodies like Gigolo Jimmy.
Jimmy Del Rey.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think you're crazy at all. I just think that, first off, here's this. He didn't – I'm going to just be honest with you here, Daniel, is that for whatever reason, he wanted to break up with you, and that's the excuse he used.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to – that's what I think.
Yeah, because the fact that she's talking about her boobs means that she's not hiding the fact that she has them, so she's not trying to suppress them or minimize them.
True.
So he should have noticed.
Ask how big. She gave me the size, and that's like asking a woman her age. And are you older than your bra size?
How long were you going out? Just a couple?
Just a couple of weeks, but, you know, I thought it was going really well.
So if the teeth distract from the teeth, something's going on.
Mm. Yeah, he's got somebody else. He's got a girlfriend.
Well, you don't necessarily know that either. Sometimes maybe it's just like the... You ever like went out with somebody or just met a friend or you know, made a new friend? I don't at this age, but some people may.
You know,
you make new friends where you're like, you know, something about this just ain't right and I can't put my finger on it.
Uh-huh.
Like just something, I can tell this ain't going to work or blah, blah, blah. It might just be that thing. And then when you... Did you say, hey... Why? And he's like, it's your teeth. First off, excuse or not, he's a dick.
Yeah, he better be. Like, what is he like?
He could use, like, even if that is the truth, he could have been a man about it and said, you know, it's just not clicking for me. But now, not only is he like shut you down real fast, now you're like, I mean, what was it you said? You have crowded on top or bottom one. I would hope it's the bottom and not the top.
Yeah, crowded bottom row.
I got five buck teeth, guys. It's weird.
He took him off, dear.
Yeah, he's an ass H, first off. And secondly, he's just looking for an excuse to give you.
Maybe he's uncut and you made him nervous.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Is he in shape? That's a good question. You know, what's this?
Did you hook up with him?
You know?
Yeah.
Did you have sex with
him? Kind of a dad bod.
Paige wants to know if y'all banged.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
He got what he wanted and moved
on.
Maybe that's why he has problems with the teeth.
Yeah.
Ah!
He got what he wanted. Just move on. Go to the next
guy.
You
didn't listen to NWA, did you, Danielle? They always said, it don't matter, just don't bite it.
Nah. I mean, look, hopefully it doesn't stick with you for a long time that you said you've never been dumped because of your teeth.
So. Are you from Western North Carolina, perhaps Transylvania County? I'm going to bite your neck.
Don't
text him anymore. Just move on to someone else.
Danielle, since you've already offered this information, you've offered your breast size without us asking. Can I ask two more questions?
Okay.
Your height and your age.
5'5" and 37.
Oh, wow.
Aww.
Do you have plans Saturday?
Younger woman.
You sound like you're a lovely woman and you just went out with the wrong guy.
I like everything you've said so far. I need to see the teeth, to be honest.
Do you have to check her hooves too? Because that sounds
her what?
Like it sounds like, you know, the
like you're checking out some merchandise.
Yeah,
saying, you
know. Not.
We're
not,
talking here.
Not sliding.
That's
her.
The theme of this is like the dude allegedly broke up with her because her teeth, but she's like, I'm stacked. I got big old boobies.
Well,
wait a minute.
Here's the thing. He knew she had bad teeth before he had sex with her, and I think that's terrible. He should have not.
Oh, was it?
If there is something that made him not be attracted to her, he shouldn't have used her like that.
I have two more bonus questions. Did you just have sex the one time? And secondly, what size shoe do you wear?
Just the once. I wear a size 7 shoe.
Okay, so what are you doing Saturday?
Seven shoes, good.
I like everything so far.
Do you have a kid?
Who'd you vote for? I'm just kidding. No, seriously, who'd you vote for?
I didn't vote.
Maybe if you have a kid, they scared him off. Like, I don't know.
So can I ask you a question?
This is the fourth bonus question, Daniel.
This is the last one, absolutely.
So you asked him what was wrong and how come he wasn't responding to you, and he told you that?
Yeah.
In those words. See, that's...
This is where we just have to be honest. He just wanted that, and he got it, and then he's gone.
Yeah, he just wanted sex
Right, Daniel, you know that's it, and that sucks.
Yeah, start
and I'm not going to act like I've never done that before, but I'm more mature now. I call them to check in and see if they want to do it again from time to time.
He told a girl he was gay.
Well, I thought I was going to. Just because I didn't have the heart to break up with her, Daniel, because her father was slowly passing away. And I didn't want to be mean, but I was like, I can't be in this relationship no worse. I was going to straight up fall on the sword, proverbially, and say, you know what? I'm into women anymore.
Can I say something to you, Danielle? Don't let it hurt your feelings.
Bonus question.
Because we had a woman who sent in an email about a man that told a woman that he didn't like her nipples because they were inverted.
They were inverted nipples, and that was the excuse.
So this is how men treat women, and you can do better than what you had before.
Well, maybe it's genderized.
No, I'm just saying, he should have not had sex with you if he didn't like the way you looked. Can't get past your teeth.
Danielle has politely skirted your question three times, Matt, man. That's fine. I'll do it a fourth time. Danielle, do you have plans Saturday?
I do.
That's messed up.
I'm spending the weekend with my mom. It's Mother's Day.
You
know what you're doing right now, don't you, Danielle? You know what you're doing. I have to let that pass.
Are we talking like White Lotus type teeth here? I mean, like, you don't have anything like that going on.
I don't know that show. What does that mean?
No, but she's really pretty, that girl.
Yeah,
she is.
She got nice boobs.
She got like big teeth, though?
Yeah, she's got big front teeth. They were making fun of her on SNL, and it became a whole thing. Big overbite, huge.
I have big front teeth.
Big teeth.
What are you doing Memorial Day weekend? Okay, Danielle, thank you. You know, that was some brutal honesty, I suppose, but like, I think down deep, he kind of knew what it was. He got what he wanted, he bounced, and that's a dumb excuse.
Yeah.
There's bad guys out there, and all they want to do is just have sex.
Hey.
Use them like you.
Hug on that mama and love on her this weekend. You know what I'm saying with that. And, you know, Adam Matthew, if you ever want to, you know.
She'll probably call that guy back.
I'll tell you my foot size, too. I'm a 12. Yeah, 12.
You like that?
Yeah. 34 insane.
Oh.
Oh, she hung up.
Jeez. Dang, man.
You just go hang up.
Like, the first time we're through all this blah, 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 I finally have been like, yeah, I'm going to use this show to try to get laid now, and then I get nothing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, so... the people are adding to this, saying, could you imagine if you... Talking about my fictional amusement park that I'm making, where I would have, I would buy Titanic from Gatlinburg.
Okay.
I would also get okay.
Okay.
What's at Myrtle Beach now? There's something there. Some kind of replica of some kind
they got the Upside Down Museum.
Well, they have those really.
What does that mean?
Anywhere where there's gambling nearby.
It's like it's upside down. But
okay, I would do a replica of like. Pre-gambling Cherokee, North Carolina.
Okay.
I would do that.
Okay.
I would have
Solid Mill and Fun Park.
I would have a life-size model of original Poe Mill, but only skateboarding can happen there. Only skateboarding.
That's all.
But it's this, the original mill. And then this person says you should have a mini version of the Great Wall of China. I would love to go ride my mountain bike down that. Y'all people with them mountain bikes, you are basically saying you love nature and don't really value life much. The way you go straight down them hills on mountains and stuff.
You don't have to wear shorts that tight. I mean, you don't.
I mean, like, you are just...
Let your nuts breathe.
You were, yes, you were dilligaffing like crazy.
Clearly. You're the number one dilligaff.
That would be great if you're good at it and you can do tricks. And
But
you
there's know. That
But if you
can,
why would you want to do that?
Or branch or root that you hit where you just go and... Next thing you know, Alfonso Ribeiro's giving you a check for $10,000.
Especially if somebody throws it down the road.
Get airborne, do that little twisty thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, we mentioned that kind of in jest, and then, you know, saying that my mom had actually went to the replica of Noah's Ark.
Kentucky.
In Kentucky, that's what it was.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. And, so Fatboy said, did you not hear the thing? And then the text line were like, Noah's Ark, Noah's Ark, Noah's Ark.
Yeah, I wasn't sure it was real because when I saw it on X this morning, I was like, oh, this is one of those fake stories.
He's on drugs again.
But a lot of outlets reported it. You know, they found, they did a seismic test, a chemical imprint, they call it.
Yeah.
And they found pieces of wood in the shape of a hall in the ground.
Boom.
Right exactly where it said it was in the Bible.
Mount Arafat.
Yep.
Did you see what's Turkey called now? Is it still Turkey or Turkey or whatever?
Look that up. Actually,
they added like an umlaut and an extra e, or not an umlaut.
Is that necessary?
No, that's a song by Hanson.
Yeah, you're right. They spell it different.
Yeah, they put like it's Turkey with an e on the end. Turkey.
I'm looking to see if it gives me an
e.
It does not give me a like a audio clip of how you say it, like a phonetic.
I mean, it said quite literally in the Bible, and then and that's where it rested, and then they
4,300 years ago was the flood, according to this story. It was an American research team working near the mountain.
It's funny you say that, because the seismic stuff, like, you don't have to be on ground to test that. Did you know that? I mean, I assumed you probably figure like government, like...
I didn't until I read this.
That you can do it from air?
Well, they had a ground-penetrating radar, but yeah, I've heard of that one too.
So, and again, I'm basing this off one thing that I read online, maybe as little as a month ago. And I'm going to say the terms wrong for you people that work at Lockheed and all this stuff. Like, you'll absolutely know what this is called. But it's basically, it's not a drone, but basically with satellite imagery... They can fly over an area and see what's underground. And so I'm talking everything from bunkers to why now there's a no-fly zone in Egypt because people were trying to see what was under the three pyramids in Giza.
And Robert.
I wouldn't think. Anyway. I think with the tracking of the satellite, they'd be able to figure out who was trying to. They were more or less just trying to figure out, like, why is this so kept from everybody? Like, what's really under there, kind of thing.
It's funny you mentioned three, because when they did their scans, they found there were three levels, which proved the three decks of the Ark.
Good.
Under Lord. The ground. Okay, when they found the Shroud of Turin years ago, was that proved to be?
It was not old enough.
Okay, yeah, okay.
But
yeah.
There's been a lot of fakes throughout history. Archaeologists try to make a name for themselves. And
yeah, or museums. They wanted to, you know, like the, gosh, what is it called? The, Madman Match Game. Here we go. Indiana Jones.
Okay, ran from a ball.
Temple on there.
Hate snakes.
But the Bible. Ark of the Covenant.
Oh.
I win.
Oh, yeah.
The Ark of the Covenant, you know, no one knows who it was. Allegedly it was stolen, blah, blah, blah. Well, if it was stolen, like, how does something like that not hook up or end up, you know, somewhere and somebody doesn't see it? And, like, there's allegedly in, maybe it's Africa, there's this really old, like, mausoleum-looking church. Not mausoleum, but, like, old dome looking church, you know, the way it used to be, and it's like guarded by heavily guarded. It's out in the middle of nowhere, and that's where it's said to be.
So I wonder, like, can they exhume this? Can they, would Turkey let them dig it up, or do you even want to dig it up? Because it's a,
should they dig it up?
Yeah, I don't know.
This because is, wouldn't everything just kind of disintegrate if,
well,
it's
we exhume mummies for some reason? I mean, I that's what I don't understand. Like, in the future, will people be digging up our bodies to see, like,
maybe
archaeologists, maybe to see what we died of in the year of 2025?
This guy got stabbed by a big piece of titanium in his hip.
Oh, you know what I read about sometimes? Like, people that have mausoleum burials.
Yeah.
Sometimes the embalming fluid leaks out, and it just leaks into the tomb up under it. And yeah,
the groundwater.
No, like the embalming fluid and the bodies in the mausoleums that leak out through the casket
down to the bottom. So you want to be high rise.
And they got to exhume them and like re-embalm them. It's like
really disgusting.
Mess.
It's also weird how the in a casket, like I recently found this out, that you can get a 25-year lock essentially around the what is that? I can't think of the term. It goes into a vault essentially, and then. So the one has a 25-year guarantee, one that has a 50-year guarantee, and one that has a 75-year guarantee.
Then nothing gets in? Like
for the vault or the casket?
For the getting into the vault that the casket is in.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guys, Guys Morning Show.
Now, explain this other part, because I don't know this, and I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
It is hard to keep up with whatever you consider.
What was
trends.
It I learned last week? You told me another little new thing. Oh, it was the Giot.
Oh, yeah. Your daughter told you Giot.
Oh, yes.
Now I can't stop saying it.
She told me what that meant. And then
I'm
learning all this stuff. So boyfriend D referring to whatever you want it to mean. I don't want to make you think it means something you don't.
No, I actually know what this means.
Dugan?
So, yeah. So when you watch, I like to watch reels, and everybody does. They pop up, and everybody and their mom's got a podcast. So I heard a couple of porn stars. By the way, yesterday's breastfeeding videos were, like, ridiculous on social media.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the deal was with Mother's Day, but they were everywhere.
Well, I mean, that's kind of their day to really. I mean, if there's another important day than that, tell me.
I'm talking about, like, ones that don't even make sense. Like, you shouldn't have your whole shirt off if you only got one kid, but.
Oh.
So I see this reel of two, and I use this term loosely, porn stars.
Yeah, what is a porn star?
It's just like anybody with a webcam. Like
if you have an OnlyFans, are you a porn star? Or are you just a sex worker?
God, that's what, or they still use influencer, right? But they use like a...
Sinfluencers, dude. That's what they're called. They're sinfluencers.
Yes. Oh, that's good. Yes. You hear that, you OnlyFans people?
Sinfluencers.
I'll even extend that to you, Cam Sodas.
Yeah. And maybe those of you that, go out on sin night, service industry night.
So the boyfriend, D, is, as described by these porn stars.
Do it delicately.
We're talking about a certain measurement and below. And it's the perfect, they're saying the perfect size that they would want their boyfriend to have to be able to accommodate more activities between the two, if you know what I'm saying. More options when it comes to, intimacy. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no. Yes. I mean, yes, it does.
Like if you're looking at a donut.
No, I know. It's like a steak. You see that big old freaking New York strip laying there, but then you see that filet that might be smaller in ounces, but it's when you leave, you're not going to be like, oh, my God, I can't walk or I can't sit down. Yeah, I see that.
They're saying if
I like the Victoria's filet.
If the boyfriend is a certain, category, then they're more open to doing other stuff. That's the ideal what they would want in a boyfriend.
Okay, so.
Which makes sense because we knew somebody who was, blessed in that way, and then he had trouble with women. He had trouble keeping women.
I think that was his personality that had issues with that as well.
it didn't help.
But that's almost like saying, what's the other thing?
And the measurement wouldn't really surprise you.
Like when women say, it's not reverse sexism. That's not, but when people use reverse, that just means you're saying it's one way more than the other one. But it is that thing where, and I don't have issues with it, but like, let's say, I hate using The View as an example, but let's say a talk show where it's primarily women. Yeah. And a hot guy walks out. Oh, my God. That's totally acceptable now. But if you reverse that and some hot chick walked out on NBA on TNT and Chuck and Shaq are sitting there talking about,
damn, Ernie,
look at the size of that donk, things like that. They would be, whoa, what are we doing here? We don't do sexiest woman alive. I mean, why?
No.
But I want to know who the sexiest woman alive is. They don't want to get in a competition. The women don't.
Then the super feminists get onto you for objectifying.
Reverse objectifying.
Man, it's like I don't know if we're conditioned now to more normalcy. Like when I watched the Naked Attraction show. I don't know if you remember what this show is.
Mm-mm.
But it's on Max. It's a British show. They take singles on it. Like, you know, they'll do for the guys and the girls. You got the dude up first. He's looking at six single women. And he just picks off of their bodies. He gets to see their face last. But when the girl's picking the dudes, like, they're all, like, normal looking. Because you're going to see their junk first. That's just how it happens.
Literally?
On the show. Yeah. So she's picking out guys on junk. And I'm like, you don't see that anymore. Like, that myth perpetuated. Like, you're going to see, like, you know, a third arm.
Yeah, but don't we base that off porn?
Yeah. That's like, and that's shifting to where a lot of, like, amateur and normal people are just doing it now. And it's like,
don't, I mean, as far as your kinks or whatever, like, when you watch it, like, don't you want to kind of envision you there? Like,
yes.
You know, like the dude that had the bullets on his leg, I could never watch his films because I'm like, that ain't me. I'm never going to, like, in my fantasy here, think that's me.
But then again, like, you're basing that off somebody that's watching it for pleasure. I usually, like, I don't have to watch it for that. So
that's
to
me also.
I want to see the worst.
That's like people watching football games saying, I don't care about either one of these teams. I'm like, oh, why are you watching it then?
It's like you want to see for the comedic effect, you want to see the worst, the most natural looking. I'm talking about the video's grainy. Everybody's fat.
I don't want a mystery camera person up underneath them videoing. I think especially both porn stars deserve a pat on the back for being there. What, some dude's got his hand rammed up between their legs with a camera. And they're still going at it real good. I wouldn't be able to.
No.
They'd have to be wearing, like, all black. Like, you know, they would try to, you know, like puppeteers wear the all black where you can't see them on stage, but you can.
What if they got you a nice pillow, like the ones with the arms you buy at Walmart, like you throw on the floor?
Yeah, but we'd have to, like, straddle him or her. It could be a lady. I'd actually demand to be a lady photographer. Is that sexist or not? I don't know.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know, I'm going to be accused of playing favorites, but I don't care. At least I'm being honest with you. Yep. Not, she's not been waiting as long as others have, but I'm sorry. I always know that it's going to be an excellent phone call when we go to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yes.
And talk to Edith. Hey, Edith.
Good morning, y'all.
How you?
Paige, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you, Edith. That means a lot to me.
Her stomach was tore up real bad.
Yeah,
real
bad.
Very sick.
Yeah, I suffered from IBS, too. I know what it's like.
Gosh.
Like, you've probably been in the rig before. What, and like, oh, I got to pull over.
What is it like with IBS? Because I don't think I had that. I had...
Where you can't... your stomach decides what it's going to come out, liquid or solid.
Oh.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And
it's like a smoothie machine.
Yeah.
All right.
I used to keep a bucket in the van. I don't know what you did in the truck, Edith, but
I had a waste basket. I could put it on cruise control and go down the highway still steering the truck.
God, no
way.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, boys.
Thank goodness I didn't have that.
You didn't
problem.
Litter, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
No.
You don't want to sling it on the road. I mean,
it went into the dumpster.
Okay, I'm hoping that this will be the last time that ever happens to me, honestly.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because, like, as I said earlier, Edith, I was on an escalator thinking I was going to throw up on people. By the time I got to the top, I was like, thank God I didn't barf.
I got busted on the Blue Ridge Parkway.
For using the bathroom in the car?
Well, no. Well, yeah, because you're not supposed to have commercial vehicles on it. I forgot about it. I pulled up there to use it real quick, and the cop comes banging on the van. I'm like, you got to give me a minute, man, because I'm sitting on a 5-gallon bucket with a hole cut out.
Oh, my God.
The van's rocking. Fat boy's probably hawking.
He's hawking.
Lord.
Edith, we're sorry.
Edith, another question, because I was like, next time Edith calls in, I want to ask her some more trucker stuff. Are there lot lizards for women? Truckers.
Mm. Yes.
Really? Now, how do you identify that? Is there some kind of...
That's a great question.
Certain clothes they wear? Do they stand by a certain diesel pump? How would you know?
No. They do just like the rest of them do. They go door to door.
Okay.
And do you have to pay them, or do they do it for free?
Oh, yeah. But I don't. I learned a long time ago how to wad up a whole handful, whether they're used or not, of paper towels and throw them outside the window and hang a bra up on the front of the truck so they think it's in the process so they don't bother you.
Oh, that's smart. And you get some sleep.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
You put out decoy bras.
I would do that. Like, leave me the hell alone. I need my nappies.
Yep.
Your bra would slip a truck if you let it
cover the whole front. It would
not. I'm not that obese.
My goodness.
So, like, you just got men and women that, you know, are just hanging out. And
sex
just,
workers.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, right, boy. And the pickle parks are the worst, though.
Pickle parks.
Hey, oh, that's a new one.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
First off, you taught us, what was the other thing, stump bucking?
Stump broke.
You taught us about stump breaking. Now,
pickle parks.
I mean, is that what you're assuming? It's just like dudes hooking up with dudes is a pickle park?
Yes.
My God.
Yes, that's the reason why it was they called them chicken chokers and pickle parks.
Well, thank God the Spartanburgers don't play a pickle park.
Oh,
that wouldn't work.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Thank God it's Fifth Third Park.
God. Like... You don't want to ask for extra pickles there. My
chicken chokers.
Those are great band names, by the way.
Man. Edith, write a book. I want to, like, read all this, like, insider info.
Oh, I'd love to. I just... I acquituated from Ringo, so I don't... spell so well.
Dude,
Ringgold.
Dude, so in downtown Greenville, there's a thing called Pickle Park, and it's for pickleball. It's for people to go play pickleball.
Oh, yeah,
I know, because nice, I was like, oh, dude. My God, there's one in 7 miles from here Fat Boy can go.
It's real nice.
Yeah.
Pickle Park, there you go, buddy.
Pickle Park. Wow.
God, one of our favorite shows we used to watch was in Ringgold. Way before we got on to Chattanooga, Small Town Security. You remember that show?
Yeah.
How we loved it.
It makes me depressed to think about it, that I actually gave time to watch those shows.
You gave up that part of your life.
Parking Wars and Shrimp
Wars. Shout out, Dennis.
Shrimp
hey,
and Wars.
Shrimp
and
Wars.
What's Under Oak Island, all that stuff. Let's see. Oh, here's a good text for you, Edith. What if Edith was a lesbian? Would she have issues finding a lot lizards that were in the girls? That's a good question.
Oh.
No, because they usually do both.
Oh, they
oh,
would.
Really?
They would either or. Okay.
Yeah.
I see. Hmm.
Hey, did you hear the mom call about the kid who got a hickey? Did you hear
Yes.
that?
Thoughts on that?
She needs to watch because my stepson was sent out here 20-something years ago to live with his dad because at 13 he had his first child.
What?
So please, 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 ma'am, you're doing the right thing, but get mad at the school because somebody's supposed to be watching them, and there should not be any chance whatsoever for anything like that on a school outing to happen.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with
for
you.
For sure.
I mean, the other guys, like, you got to let them, it's a rite of passage, but.
No, it isn't. The rite of passage is not having a child at 13.
So, do you know, like, I guess the circumstance was, you know, 13-year-old sneaking off, and, like, how else would it happen, right? Like,
right. He was on a school outing, and that's when it happened. Now the teachers are afraid to actually get involved with the children anymore, and I can't blame them because of all the crap that come out.
Right.
But if you're an adult, you're supposed to be watching those children because they don't have the mindset. Oh, it's fun. Let's do it. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun until you get caught.
That's true.
And then
that's
it ain't fun.
You know,
according
to 13.
I Googled this, how long does it take to give a hickey? And the answer is on Teen Vogue, the website.
God,
Teen Vogue.
They shouldn't be talking about
it. It only takes 20 to 30 seconds of sucking to create a hickey. But on those with thicker necks, this guy right here, 5 to 10 minutes.
God almighty, 10 minutes?
Yeah. That's a long time.
Well, I mean, I got a fat neck. I mean,
I'm supervised.
Well, you can take your thumb and your first finger, and you can take and pinch the skin and twist it around, and you'll have a hickey.
Well, that's how some of us have fun, you know?
Your blood veins run right through there, through your neck.
Damn it. Do you like to be choked out during sex, Edith?
Don't lie.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't either.
Me neither.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Nope.
That's all I need is a thumb and a booger finger to have fun.
I'm into pleasure, not pain.
Right, me too. All right, Edith, Paige said keep in touch with her about the concert. And
I will, but call me because I gave you my phone number. Do you still have it?
Yeah, it ends in a 7 and a 3.
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Edith, have a great morning, honey.
We love you,
y'all,
Edith.
Y'all do the same.
Hey, may I call you honey? Is that okay? You're not offended?
Yes,
okay.
And I love y'all.
We love you. Thank you, man.
I'll be y'all's mama.
All we right. love you, Chicken Choker. Oh. We'll see you later.
Pickle Park. Thank you, Edith.
Oh, God. Sweetheart.
She's sometimes like a, I'll get trucker questions, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to. Next time I talk to Edith, I'll ask her.
Want
to
know.
She's a treasure trove of cool sayings and information.
She is. Next time we'll ask her if she ever thought about being a mule. Or was it ever offered
write that
to
down
her?
For real.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I have a notepad in my phone that says Edith's questions.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.